friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, the big fight this weekend on Saturday night at the Staples Center Arena in your backyard there in Los Angeles, California. Tyson the Gypsy King Fury, former world heavyweight champion, will face Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, the current WBC champion.
This is a moment that I've been waiting for my entire career. This is the time. It's my time. Fury had his time. When he beat Klitschko, that was his ultimate time. That was his window to do whatever he had to do. How he took upon his responsibilities as a champion, how he took upon his responsibility as his opportunity to do what he had to do, then that was up to him. We can't fall here. We can't blame him for having a little fun in his life. Hey, he deserved it. But now, it's my time.
First of all, thank you to everybody who turned up. We've all travelled a long way to be here today. 3 years since I went to Germany and kicked Vladimir Klitschko's ass all over Dusseldorf. I'm only days away from doing the same to the Bronze Bomber. So, I stand here today as the lineal heavyweight champion of the world. And on Saturday night, I'll become the WBC heavyweight champion of the world also.
It's a matchup of unbeaten heavyweights. Let's begin with the venue, Nnamdi, Staples Center Arena. Will it be sold out Saturday night?
Staples Center holds 17,000. As we speak, there's still lots of tickets. It's not going to sell out. If this fight was to be in the UK, you know, 78,000 to 80,000 people will show up. But they are lucky if they do 12,000 or maybe 14,000. But I also understand the house will be papered, which means there'll be a lot of free tickets. So fight fans are not stupid. They know what's going to happen Saturday night. That's why you see that nobody's breaking down the door to buy tickets.
But it could be an entertaining fight, Nnamdi, with these two very tall heavyweights, both unbeaten. Don't you think Sylvester Stallone will be ringside right next to you?
Well, Sonny, you know, with Sylvester Stallone's got a brand new Rocky movie, Creed 3, you know he's going to be there. Not only Stallone, LeBron James is going to be there. All the big superstars. You know, this is the city where if you want to see the superstars come out, you know. So that's part of boxing. Who's going to be ringside? In L.A.? Yeah, it's given. They will be there. But the average fight fan knows that Fury has only fought two easy fights before this fight. So the fight fans are not buying, you know. Same goes for pay-per-view. $75 to see this fight. The average fans believe this fight should have been on Showtime or free television. Why do you want to charge me $75 to see this fight? In the UK, it's a big deal. But to drop $75 for a Saturday night fight, let us look at the number after the fight. You know, we normally do that. So let's look at the numbers after the fight.
Nnamdi, how did Staples Center get this fight instead of one of the marquee venues in Las Vegas?
Sonny, don't forget, this is the entertainment capital of the world. You know, this is where it all begins, you know. When you talk about Southern California, you're talking about all the attractions that come with it. You're talking about all the hotels that come with it. So Staples Center can go toe-to-toe with your MGM, T-Mobile Arena, because it's a lot goes on in the city. And around the Staples Center alone, there's a whole lot of hotels and attractions. And so LA is the place, really. And, you know, the Olympics is coming here. World Cup is coming here. So this is the place where it happens, man.
Nnamdi, you mentioned LeBron, Stallone, and some of the big stars who will be ringside on Saturday night at Staples Center. Anthony Joshua, he holds multiple world heavyweight championship belts. He was asked whether he was going to watch Wilder Fury, and let's listen now to his response.
Unfortunately, the fight's on too early for me, so I'll be sleeping. But you know, I enjoy watching the highlights. Like, when I wake up, I like to see who got knocked out or what happened. I think that's the generation now. We like highlights, right? So I don't watch the whole thing. And I need Wilder to win, and that way it gives me more of an opportunity to fight him, because as a champion, if he retains his belt, I think that's the fight that people have been yearning for. So 2019, hopefully, is a big year for me.
Namdi, do you think AJ is blowing smoke, saying he's going to wait until the highlights and that he's not going to watch the fight live? Wouldn't it be a great chance for him to scout Wilder and Fury?
Well, he's just letting you know that he's not bothered about what's going to happen, about the outcome. He will go to sleep and wake up because he already knows what's going to happen. But he may wake up and find out that Fury is the champion. then he'll be shocked to his bones. You know? In the real world, he'll be ringside in L.A., you know, doing all the media, hyping himself and all that. But, you know, homeboy is a different animal completely. He does not need that. He's the biggest star in that division, so he may go to bed and wake up in the morning, Tyson Fury is a new heavyweight champion. Then Homo will have to rework his plans, man. It's possible.
Do you think the winner of Wilder Fury will definitely be fighting AJ in 2019?
Sonny, the fans will demand it. It all depends on how Saturday night shakes out. If Tyson Fury just goes in there and makes Wilder look real, real stupid, look like an amateur, and then wins convincing decision, the fans will demand it. If Wilder goes in there and blows out Fury, I mean, knock him out cold, drag Fury out of the ring, yeah, everybody will say, okay, time for us to see Deontay Wilder against Anthony Joshua. So everything depends on how it plays out Saturday night. If it's a boring fight, jab and grab, hold, and the referee have to break them up every time, and we all go to sleep for 12th round, we may not even want to see that fight because we know that these two guys just didn't give us what we want.
Break it down a little bit, Namdi. Wilder, Fury, both very tall heavyweights. Fury almost 6 feet, 9 inches tall. Wilder 6 feet, 7 inches tall. Does Wilder have better movement in the ring?
Wilder has better movement, Sonny. Not only does he have better movement, he's a one-punch knockout artist, you know. He has good jab. He has that power to be able to end the fight any moment. But has he been really tested? We only saw it once against Luis Ortiz. Also remember, against Luis Ortiz is a southpaw. And Tyson Fury will switch, will go from orthodox to the southpaw. And if he does that, it's going to take Wilder some time to adjust and read the fight. Because go back and look at the Luis Ortiz fight. It took Wilder like 4 or 5 rounds before he was able to catch up with Luis Ortiz. Saturday night, if Tyson Fury gives him all these angles, lateral movement, hold him, talk to him, make him really mad, then Wilder may be out of his game and he may not be able to land that big right hand.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Moueta about some of the latest developments in professional boxing. Namdi, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, has brought in Hall of Fame trainer Freddie Roach ahead of this big fight against Deontay Wilder. What does Freddie bring for the Gypsy King?
The Gypsy King has been training right here in Hollywood, in my backyard, at the Wildcat Gym. Freddie Roach brings a whole lot of knowledge, Sonny. Freddie Roach brings experience in that corner. The job of the trainer is to get you out of trouble or to get you into trouble. Believe that, Sonny. Because the trainer can tell you to go out there and do something stupid and you get clocked and it's over, you know. The trainer can see that you're really doing some really, really crazy stuff that will get you into trouble. Then if you listen to him when you come back in between the rounds, then you can make changes. Freddie Roach is right there to do that. But you can't teach an old dog new tricks, Sonny. Remember, he was on Big Bear Mountain with Sanchez, Triple G's trainer. He was training 7,000 feet above sea level. Well, why did he come down? He came down because he was looking bad. He was unable to go 12 rounds in sparring. That's why he switched to Freddie Roach's gym, to normal level. So Freddie Roach will do all the talking, do all the stuff, but has Freddie Roach been in his corner in his past fights? No, which means there will be a little disruption in the corner because who will he listen to in between the rounds? Will he listen to his old trainer? Or will he listen to Freddie Roach? That's where confusion can come up in the corner. He may lose the fight in the corner.
Freddie Roach also recently reunited with Manny Pacquiao, Namdi.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
The Pac-Man going up against Adrian Broner on January 19th in Las Vegas. Talk about that.
The fight, January 19th, is a fight that will kick off 2019. We may see the first upset for 2019. A great fight. And I believe if Adrian Broner, they call him the problem, if he brings the problem into the ring, he may even stop Manny Pacquiao. And if you remember, after the fight with Jeff Horn in Australia, Manny Pacquiao fired Freddie Roach. So he put a new team together, and this new team took him to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where he fought Lucas Matisse, and he scored his first knockout in years. So this new team now finds themselves in the spotlight with Freddie Roach. They're not happy because they believe, why bring in Freddie Roach when we did the job to bring the knockout in? So a little bit of friction in the camp. I hope it's sorted out before January 19, because it's a very, very good fight, and I must be ringside for this fight, Sonny.
Adrian Broner, once touted as a successor to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Namdi, has Broner fulfilled his potential?
Sonny, don't sell him short. Remember, he's a four-division world title holder. And if you are a four-division world title holder, you must be a boxing elite. He's been a big disappointment in the big fights. But don't count him out on this fight. If he's on top of his game and he's hungry and he knows that this is his last payday, because if he loses this fight, he can forget about making millions. If he goes in there and is focused and is in camp and is in shape, man, we're going to see a clash. Styles make fight in the fight game. These styles of these two guys will bring excitement, will bring action, it will bring bombs, you know. So it depends on what the problem brings into the ring, Adrian Broner. If he wants it and is hungry and he knows that he's the only one that could stop Manny Pacquiao from making the monster million fight to Floyd Mayweather, he will rise up.
Manny Pacquiao will be 40 years old when he fights Adrian Broner on January 19th, Namdi. Broner said that Pacquiao is susceptible to the knockout punch.
But he's been knocked out three times. We know he can go out and go to sleep. He don't need no NyQuil for that. We know he can go to sleep. So, you know, and I got the power to do it. Better be on his P's and Q's.
Do you think Broner can score a knockout?
Oh, believe it, Broner can score a knockout. Broner can score knockout because Broner, we underestimate his power because he has not delivered. If he can back up Manny Pacquiao and stay on top of Manny Pacquiao from the beginning, not box Manny Pacquiao, I mean, sticking back with a big solid jab, Manny Pacquiao can fade into the later round where we see Adrian Broner take the fight. The smart money for this fight will be Adrian Broner.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi on Friday. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. South Africa will face defending champion Nigeria in Saturday's final at the Africa Women's Cup of Nations football tournament in Accra, Ghana. For reaction to the Nigerian women once again making it to the title match, reporter Iron Mike Imbonye called Johannesburg, South Africa, where he reached a former goalkeeper for Nigeria's national men's football team, Ida Peterson.
For me, I think it's a great thing. You know, it's almost like our bat right now. The first game we lost to South Africa, everyone panicked. We did not play well against South Africa, so we just felt that maybe this time the girls will not qualify. But I think they did well. In the next game against Zambia, we won the game 1-0. Our game against Equatorial Guinea, we got a 6-0. And from there, we have pushed to the finals. We're all excited. I'm excited for the girls, even though they did not prepare very well. They've had a very poor preparation. generation. But with that, they've still proved that they are one of the best teams in female football in Africa.
Nigeria will play South Africa in the finals, and you live in South Africa. What are the expectations like? What is the mood in South Africa?
No, everyone is happy, especially when they first beat Nigeria. When South Africa first beat Nigeria, the joy was overwhelming. You know, the women team, they've really done well. Desiree has done so well for the team. And after they beat Nigeria, people started having hope for the South Africa team. And thank goodness, we're happy too that they're in the finals. Even though they had an easier finals than we had. But both teams meet again in the finals on Saturday. And I think it's going to be different this time.
Nigeria and South Africa have qualified for the FIFA Women's World Cup scheduled for France next year. What would be your advice to the Nigerian Football Federation regarding Nigeria's participation in that tournament?
The preparation for the AFCON, Women AFCON, wasn't very good. They had a lot of problems in Nigeria because of the squabbles between the NFF and the minister. And I think they need to resolve that. The national team is our national team. The players need to go into camp, have enough time to prepare. These girls have qualified in the last 7 World Cups. The last 7 World Cups. It goes to show that our female football is doing very well. And they need to be encouraged. We need them to get into quarterfinals or into semifinals. That's what we should be aiming for. So I think a lot has to be put in for preparation. They really need to prepare. Go into a camp somewhere and get the act in order. Some quality friendly games. And I think that they'll be ready for the World Cup in France.
That's Ida Peterside, a former goalkeeper for Nigeria's national men's football team, the Super Eagles. And Ida spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Cameroon will meet Mali on Friday in Cape Coast, Ghana, in the third-place match at the Africa Women's Cup of Nations football tournament. The winner of that game will join Nigeria and South Africa at next year's Women's World Cup in France. I know the Cameroonian women are proud of Joel Embiid, the 24-year-old basketball star for the Philadelphia 76ers, who is from Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Joel had another big game for the 76ers on Wednesday night, and that's just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports. But first, this programming reminder from my VOA colleague, Carol Castiel.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
In National Basketball Association action Wednesday night, the Philadelphia 76ers routed the visiting New York Knicks by 26 points. Philadelphia's star center Joel Embiid turned in another excellent performance, as we hear now from AP reporter Michael Luongo.
The 76ers took control early as they cruised to a 117-91 win over the Knicks. With a game tied at 18, Philadelphia went on a 23-7 run, taking a 14-point lead. A 14-2 second quarter run pushed the lead to 24. They opened up a 30-point lead in the third quarter. Joel Embiid had a game-high 26 points. J.J. Redick added 24 for the Sixers.
In our group that started there in the third, just talked about getting off to a good start, and I think we pushed it from 20 to 25 in those first 5 minutes, which is what we wanted to do, and they never really got closer.
Enes Kanter and Mario Hezonja had 17 for New York. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joel Embiid also grabbed 14 rebounds Wednesday night to go with his game-high 26 points. I'm guessing Joel might have had a little extra spring in his step, knowing that his father was in attendance in Philadelphia. Thomas Embiid is a colonel in the Cameroon military, and he's planning to spend a few weeks with his son here in the United States. Reports say when he was growing up, Joel had to convince his father basketball wasn't a dangerous game. Thomas Embiid wanted his son to play volleyball. Now, with his big game on Wednesday night, Joel Embiid now has an NBA best 21 double-doubles this season. That's double figures in two different statistical categories. Overall this season, Joel Embiid is averaging 28 points a game, third best in the league behind James Harden of the Houston Rockets and Kevin Durant of the defending champion Golden State Warriors. And Joel is also averaging 13.3 rebounds each game, also third best in the NBA behind Andre Drummond of the Detroit Pistons and Hassan Whiteside of the Miami Heat. Elsewhere around the NBA, another big man with ties to Africa, Giannis Antetokounmpo, has helped the Milwaukee Bucks score a narrow victory over the visiting Chicago Bulls. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had a team-high 36 points, but it was Chris Middleton who hit the big shot in the end, leading the Bucks past the Bulls 116-113. A tight game most of the night. It took Middleton's tie-breaking three-pointer with 5 seconds left to propel the Bucks to their 15-6 record. Antetokounmpo says Middleton always seems to deliver in the big moments.
It was a big shot from Chris. I think he did a great job staying the game plan. He was wide open in the three, and you know when he has an open look in those situations, he always knocks them down.
Middleton finished with 17 points. It was the first shot he had taken in the fourth quarter. Jabari Parker and Zach LaVine had 24 points apiece for the losing Bulls. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more NBA results Wednesday night, a Texas showdown in Houston, Texas. The Dallas Mavericks defeated the host Houston Rockets 128-108. I mentioned James Harden. He had another excellent all-around game for the Rockets. 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 17 assists. But it wasn't enough as the Mavericks prevailed by 20 points. Harden was coming off a 54-point effort against my beloved Washington Wizards. The Wizards won that game in overtime, 135-131. Last night, however, the Wizards were not as successful. They fell on the road to the New Orleans Pelicans, 125-104. Anthony Davis, the all-star big man for the Pelicans, he had a big game. 28 points and 15 rebounds to pace the Pelicans. In other NBA news, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr has announced that Stephen Curry, the NBA's two-time most valuable player, will return to action on Saturday in Detroit, Michigan. Curry has missed the Warriors' last 10 games because of a groin injury. The Warriors are scheduled to play the Toronto Raptors in Canada later Thursday night. Kerr said if this was a playoff game, Curry would have been available in Toronto, but they're going to rest him, and Steph Curry returns to the court on Saturday. And that wraps up the November 29th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to the author, Skip Sisk, author of 5 Seconds of Dead Air, 5 seconds of dead air. Check it out on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Skipper working the boards tonight as my VOA engineer. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
And AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
We humans have a built-in need to fit into society and be accepted by our peers and the people we love. Past research has found that the need to seek approval of others was noticeable in 4- and 5-year-old children. A new study from Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, suggests children are already aware that they're being judged and want the approval of others by 24 months. To make their findings, the researchers conducted 4 experiments with 144 children between 14 and 24 months old. In one experiment, the researchers taught toddlers how to operate a toy robot by remote control and then watched them manipulate the toy with either a neutral expression or just didn't pay attention and pretended to read. The children showed more inhibition and embarrassment when being watched rather than when they weren't being watched. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there.
Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.